Well, the time has come. This is the moment for the flash mob. Photographers have come from across the city, professional amateurs as well, to come here, meet with other photographers, and to enjoy their hobby.
1, 2, 3,
I'm here with one of the photographers, Samuel Budago. Why have you come along today?
This is the first flash mob photograph in Abidjan, named Express Yourself. For all photographers, professional and amateur, to make photos with somebody, with all people there.
Now there's also some training going on here, just to explain to particularly the children who've come here just how things work with a camera.
Malice, décale-toi un peu. Juste un peu.
Audrey Callaly, you're just taking photos here. There's quite a lot of photographers here. A lot of Ivorians interested in photography?
Yes, now people are interested in photography because of Facebook first. And also the photography is improving and people like the new photography, the new technique and the results.
And I understand you dream of being a professional photographer. Is that possible in Ivory Coast?
Yes, of course, I dream to be a photographer. It will be difficult in Ivory Coast, I know, but I like photography and I will try my best to be a professional photographer.
I'm with Ishii Koulibaly. You organized this event. Why?
I'm a co-organizer. We're trying to bring that unique experience and show creativity out of the continent and show that there's much more happening in Africa than people thought and people think.
We can tell from your accent you spent time in the States.
Yeah.
There, you must have seen that the images of Africa are often very negative.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to do here, to give a more positive impression?
Yeah, because I believe that it's more about, you know, showing the true value of people through who they really are, you know. I've lived in Oregon, you know, spent about 4 years living there, and, you know, getting a postcard in my mailbox talking about malnutrition and people dying in Africa, you know, is not really a bright thing to see. But, you know, as soon as I came back in Ivory Coast, I made it a purpose, you know, or a mission for me to really show positivity out of the continent and show that, you know, these people out here are electric, they're alive, and they're really hungry.
This area was perhaps last on TV during the Civil War 8 months ago. Yeah. It's quite a change to instead of see soldiers in the street, to see just ordinary people enjoying taking photos.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's quite amazing to see how the Ivorian people are strong and going. I mean, after what they went through, and be able to just celebrate life. I mean, I think just is more about